Welcome back. Republic of Texas Radio, Hour 2. Today's date is December 27th, 2020. Dun, dun, dun. And, well, we're getting ready to go into 2021. We won't be here on New Year's Eve. Nobody's usually here. Yeah, we were just talking about the craziness of the world and, you know, actually people coming around to the understanding that the government isn't there to help you. It's doing its own thing. And the truth that most people are fed is a bunch of BS, right? You know, complete BS. And, you know, I don't know, what are you going to do about it? Well, we sit there and talk on the radio. Republic Broadcasting brings you a lot of hosts that talk about a lot of different stuff, and you can learn an awful lot. You can also drive yourself literally.
And Steve, imagine me. I want to break in here real quick while you're talking about this. I do want to bring up a couple of things. I listen I'm up late sometimes. I listen to, you know, the Red Core Hard Pill radio show, you know, and one of the best 2 hours that, if it wasn't the best, ranks right up there, was V and Eilish and Rob on Monday, December 14th, I believe the show was. I'm hoping I'm not getting Mike in trouble. He let them blow through all the breaks, bottom of the hour break, everything, because they were just on a talking spree and just talking about, you know, about the technology and everything else, what we're really up against and how it's being used to manipulate and use us and not let us have our freedom of life and expression and just enjoyment that we want to have. And another one was, Ken, I want to thank you and PJ for his show last night. I can't remember what the English guy's name was that gave that presentation. I heard, who was it he had in the background? He had Deborah Tavares, I guess, was there. And you let him blow through the breaks, and then Dave Devine came on. You know, I got to talk with him for an hour one time, and at the end I said, "Man, I could talk to you for a month." And that's, I'm serious, you know.
The guy's name is Mark Steele.
Mark Steele, okay.
Mark Steele.
And David Devine, and you let them play through the breaks and everything. Very important information. I mean, about what's really happening, you know, and just, you know, how we've been manipulated and controlled. And I want to thank you, Ken. I want to thank you for letting that happen. And you replayed it afterwards once again, because, you know, it was so important. I was up early in the morning listening to that once again, because I could probably listen to it four or five more times and just gain something from it every time I listened. There are
good
some
thing
people
you don't
out there,
have the internet.
I know. I'm a caveman.
You might actually do it. You're going to meter yourself, man.
You know, I'm almost to the point of getting a rectangle and just super gluing it to my hand, you know, just for
really?
Occurrences like that, you know, just to be able to go back and listen to, you know, just poignant, very poignant to the, you know, what's really happening.
I hear you. You know, there's a lot of good stuff to be heard, but, I don't know. Burying myself in, well, no, radio is different than TV, and even internet browsing kind of gets me. And you don't have this problem, Alan. Sometimes when you're going down a rabbit trail and, you know, you want to do research, right? I'm going to do a research, right? I'm doing research. And you start clicking and clicking and clicking and clicking. There goes the whole day. And realistically, if you have any animals or anything like that, they're just watching a person staring at a damn rectangle all day, clicking on a little piece of plastic. Right? What are they doing? Pet me. Take me out. And, you know, no, I'm busy. What does it do for you? I guess it educates you a little bit. If there's something about that, or watching videos all day, and because I'm guilty of, and it's not being guilty of watching videos during the Ron Paul revolution.
It's mesmerizing, Steve.
You know, it's also educational. During the Ron Paul revolution, I sat there and learned that money was not real. I said, "What? how can money not be real? And then you learn about fractional reserve fiat currencies. You're like, oh, crap. Oh, holy crap. Right? You mean this thing's going to all fall apart someday? And then, you know, the days that I spent chasing that rabbit trail, you know, I remember the days of chasing that rabbit trail. You come out hollow and you have nobody to talk to because none of your friends actually understand that. That's where a lot of times I think that the radio comes in, because different guests, different hosts will talk about these things and you go, yeah, I know that. And that gives you, that fills in the hole a little bit, that somebody else in the universe knows about it. But when we look at this, and I kind of picked the finance side of our reality here on the planet Earth, for a purpose, you know, we look at the political side and we go, oh, there's Trump. Oh, there's Biden. And then you go, oh, crap, there's the monetary system. One of the two, this thing's ready to blow. It's been ready to blow for a long time. It's going to blow up on whoever, right? You know, Biden gets in, it blows up on him. Trump gets in, it's probably going to blow up on him. It's been building up. You know, yesterday on Farron's show, the alternate media, he talked a little bit about that. What did he say the numbers were, Alan? If I remember right, normally we go $1 trillion in the hole every year, right? At least that's some of the number that's in my head right now. And last year we went 6-point-something trillion dollars in debt. But see, the debt isn't real either. Right, it's just like it's a facade. It's a fiction.
Part of the matrix,
right? You know, it's like, okay, so if I don't pay my debt, then what happens? Well, then we won't give you any more money. Okay, well, I'll make my own. Can't
then
do that.
If you don't pay your debts, if you don't pay your debts when you're sitting in your little green goo in the pot in the matrix, they don't give you good dreams that you can live a good life. They make your life total hell if you don't pay your debts.
Well, the true fact is, if the U.S. didn't pay its debt, right, that'll affect the entire world. If the U.S. dollar went to naught, right, that'll crumble the entire world. Right, there will be a recovery. You know, China would probably has the ability to do some recovery stuff, and they've been planning for it because they can see it. Right, it's real. Russia, you know, they've got the ruble, but they you know, well, both China and Russia own a lot of dollars, and the Middle East own a lot of dollars. So they're like hard assets, you know.
Well, you know, you were mentioning right. Animals, and then you brought up the monetary system here in the same time. You know, what one animal that thinks that the monetary system is just the greatest thing on the planet is my little dog. She goes everywhere with me. My animals are basically, she's my yellow shadow. She's a yellow lab. And she's just amazed. I watch her reaction every time we, you know, I go off the course and I'll pull up to a fast food restaurant, you know, but we pull up to a drive-in window and she's watching the whole process. We pull up, her dad talks into a little box. You pull up to a window, you hand him some paper, and you get food? It's like, it's the most amazing. I pull up to the liquor store, and I talk to the person, and I hand them paper, and I get my liquor, and she gets a doggy snack. It's just the most wonderful. It just amazes her. I mean, I watch her reaction. Every time we pull up, she just gets all excited. She's like, oh, my God, this is one of those places. I pull up to the bank, you know, the little tube, you know, comes down, you know, the drive-in, and you open it up, and there's a doggy snack in it, you know? She just thinks that money is the most wonderful thing ever.
You know, it's a fascinating thing, the history of money and, well, the dog. Too bad dogs don't have pockets. They could really benefit from that, but maybe in a few years they'll actually get pockets, right? You know, dogs will be, but not...
Your new genetically modified dog. We crossed it with a kangaroo, and it's got a pocket now.
It's the Corona Part 4, Dogs Grow Pockets. You know, I don't know. We're going to, we're way down a sideways rabbit trail, and I don't know.
Well, where else would people expect us to go, Steve? You know, it's...
I don't know. If you guys want to call in, feel free. Phone number, if you don't have unlimited minutes, it's 1-800-313-9443. But you can also save Republic Broadcasting some money if you have unlimited long distance. The phone number is 512-248-8252. Once again, 512-248-8252. That's just a regular phone line. No charges. Unless you charge for long distance. Okay, whatever. So let's get back to it. 5G, I want to go back to some of the stuff we were talking about the last hour, right? Not the Oklahoma. You know, have you ever been to Nashville, Alan?
Nope. Except for through the television, watching Grand Ole Opry or something.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I know that Nashville's where, I don't know, a bunch of country guys are, right? They sing country over there. They got bars with country musicians everywhere. And I don't know. I'm not from that neck of the woods. And, in fact, I didn't do a lot of country when I was growing up. After moving to Texas, I guess I've got a little bit of a, what's the word? I got a little bit of a taste for it. I can handle it a lot more. I actually, Alan, have to switch over to country during the day when every talk radio is doing a lot of nonsense, right? And I can just listen to the dog. And,
Certain country music, you know, there's some of the country music, and it's even changed nowadays. You know, nowadays if you listen to the modern country music, everything is the man's fault, you know, in the breakup, you know, and the woman took the horse and the ranch and everything else. You know, I got to the point where I'm saying, it's like, man, if you took country music, most country music, and you played it backward, the world would be a paradise. It's like you'd get your stuff back, you'd get your woman back, you'd get your dog back, you'd get your horse back, you know, everything would be good again if you played it backwards.
Yeah. Well, some of the country music definitely has a little bit of the feminist twist into it, right? And men are all dicks and women are all great and screw y'all.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, okay, I'm going to change the channel because I'm tired of being preached at. And, well, everybody is. That's why I'm kind of eagerly awaiting 2021. Kind of scary to say that. Because I've been stuck, you know, in December. December feels very sticky. You know, we've got the Christmas time, and these are some of the best. These are the best of times. These are the worst of times. Because you get the family aspect sometimes of Christmas, right? You get to see people. You get it off, and you want to relax. Then New Year's comes, and, well, you can't do anything on New Year's. I remember it was a horrible time as a kid. Christmas was great because you got presents, right? New Year's, well, that just means that New Year's Day, everything's shut down. There's nothing to do. You know, I'd ride my bike around and do stuff. And
I always like New Year's better because then you could buy fireworks.
Yeah.
I've always loved fireworks.
Yeah.
Still do.
Man, why isn't the fireworks stand open 365 days a year?
Because they only want to sell you explosives twice a year. That's a good question, Steve. Like I said, that's why I started making my own gunpowder and stuff. You know, I couldn't make, you know, the big fancy mortar shells like you can buy now. Like, you couldn't buy those as a kid, but now they took bottle rockets away from us. Although, you know, we had bottle rocket wars, but, you know, we all still had our eyes and everything. You know, we were kind mm-hmm. of responsible irresponsibles.
Yeah, it's amazing how much we're afraid of. And yeah, we had we had bottle rocket wars too. I used to tape them on straws on the front of my bicycle, and you'd ride around.
Oh, man, we'd make bazookas and all kinds of stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Chris in Missouri. All right. Hey, Chris in Missouri, why don't you come on in? How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Alan, I was thinking about those deer that you were saying that were eating the chicken carcass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what's that, weird or what?
Yeah, I never heard of anything like that, but I got to thinking about it, and, you know, it was probably the corn and the crawl of the chicken that they were after.
Oh, no, they're snacking down on it. Like I said, Chris, it wouldn't surprise me, you know, like I said, I've got another one tied up out here now. I've got them tied up to a wire, and I've got a... You know, when I hear jingle bells, I pretty much figure out it's not, you know, Rudolph landing on my roof with Santa Claus. It's something out there yanking on this chicken carcass. I've got cowbells tied up to it, and no, they're out there. They're, you know, I guess everything on the planet might eat chicken. You know, there's a dead coon laying out here, and there's a dead skunk a little ways off. You know, nothing snacking on them, but the chicken. Like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if I caught an armadillo up here eating on this chicken. I mean, it kind of disturbed me with the deer, with my pet deer that I've had for 8 years out here just ripping, like, I mean, fighting over it like a pack of grizzlies fighting over a moose carcass.
Yeah, I never heard of that before, and I got to thinking about it. I thought, well, maybe it's right the corn and the crawl.
That sounds good enough, but that's the only reason I could think of that, but it's a strange world. No, I thought of chemtrails.
Hey, life's a learning process.
Like, oh,
life's a learning process. I've never seen that either, and it amazed me. Kind of creeps me out still. But you know, my little girl is she's a meat eater. She's supposed to be, you know. But very few things on this planet are strictly carnivorous or strictly vegetarian. You know, I've seen cows. You know, with another cow. You know, a dead cow. You know, dies up in a pasture, and then I'll be up there, and I saw a cow. You know, one time up there. And I'm like, what the hell is this? Is that a unicorn or what? It's like, no, she had a big cow bone. She was chewing on the cow bone, you know, more than likely getting the calcium out of it and everything. You know?
Right.
You know, they know what their body needs. So they were chewing on, you know, they were cannibalizing, you know, a dead cow. So, you know, very few things are strictly one or the other, I guess.
Well, I just wanted to say it's nice to have you back. And
amen.
I appreciate that. And it's like I said, y'all are my sanity, to tell you the truth. Like I said, you know, this is about the only, y'all are more family to me than, tell you the truth, most of my family are. So it's, you know, it's mutual. I'm glad to be back.
Well, you guys have a blessed Christmas.
Thank you. You do
God bless.
The same. And a happy new year. That's how we say it in the United States. You know, Alan, one of the things that, I stopped doing Christmas a long time ago, right? Probably around 2005, 2006. And it was for different reasons, right? I'm like, oh, I don't want to be part of this, whatever the hell it is, right? Lying to your kids, doing this and that.
Let me see.
You know, the funny part about it was
it wasn't that you were going against the idea of Christmas. It's the commercialization and just the greed that's instilled. You know, it's like you know, the day after, you know, Friday, the Black Friday thing, you know, when everyone's going out to buy the Christmas presents, and they're just fighting and snarling like a bunch of grizzlies fighting over a moose over a moose carcass.
But the funny thing is once the corporate reality switched to anti-Christmas, then I started getting offended because they were going after Christmas for the wrong reasons, right? I'm kind of like going, well, okay, the only thing really, okay, but you got a lot of reasons to hate Christmas. Let's just line them up, right? Christians, right? You could sit there and look at Christmas and you say, it's not about the tree of Baal, right? You know, that's the music. Hang on, folks. Let's hit the break. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll talk about Christmas when we get back, maybe. Maybe.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Before the break, I was talking a little bit about Christmas and how I burned out of Christmas and just trying to figure it out. It was a real burden in my life in the early aughts, you know, the 2000s and so forth. So I let it go. Said, no, I'm not doing that anymore. If I love you, I love you always, man. You know, I don't just love you on Christmas and this, and I don't celebrate that. You know, but then I guess since I had the break to think about it, then came this guy named Hussein Obama, or Barack Hussein Obama, right? And he was insane. He still is, right? You know, some people point to him as doing hell. Screw it. I don't care about him. But anyways, he had a war on Christmas in the background. The entire culture of the corporate United States turned against Christmas. And towards the end, it turned against Christianity. They began getting pissed off at this, at the nativity scene. I'm going like, what the heck, man? Well, it's a religious thing. Well, yeah, and so is the dang tree, right? That's Ball's tree, right? No, but we don't like Christians. And I'm like, oh, crap. One of the parts of Trump that I really liked was he brought Christmas back, right? Or at least Christmas made a reappearance during the run-up to Trump, or maybe the few years that were coming up. But once Trump got in there, I heard Merry Christmas more times, right? next year, if Biden gets in, don't expect to hear the words Christmas out of too many people. We might have to whisper it, Merry Christmas, because it's so bad, right? So racist to do Christmas. But you got one this year. That was 2020 Christmas with a bang. And I don't know what else to say. I don't know what.
Speaking of bangs, you know what I don't do a lot of Christmas either. You know, I'll get like a shirt from my cousins and stuff. But you know, I was sitting here looking around, and I'm like, man, you know, I don't have the friends to go out. You know, I haven't duck hunted in 15 years. I don't really dove hunt that much. And I'm looking around, I'm like, So I had a few people out there know what Browning is. You know, used to be a very, very good, you know, firearms manufacturer. And I had happened to have a Browning A5, actually a Belgian-made Browning A5 that was just sitting in here in a gun sock and hadn't been, you know, pulled out and dove hunted or anything in a long time. And then I had my big beast, my Browning Auto Gold 10, you know, my duck gun. When they made us go to steel, I bought something that would still knock ducks out of the air and not just wound them. And I'm like, man, I haven't used those. They need to go somewhere. And I'm like, man, the only two young people around me that I know was my nephew and my young cousin, you know, down here that I talk about all the time. And, so I took them up and gave my nephew first you know choice. I said, you can have either, you know, this Browning you know, Belgian made Browning auto, you know, my A5, you know, a beautiful shotgun. And it's an ancient, you know, the whole barrel rocks back. The barrel actually recoils, you know, during the system. It's not just a piston operated. And he said, "Oh, I'll take that one. I'll take that one." So he was happier than just snot on a rag to have that. So then I got to stop by and hand my other young cousin my beast, my Brown. When it talks, people hear you a long ways away. And it's got a when I bought it, I got a Mex, you know, Sizemaster reloader with it and everything. And only way I could afford to shoot the damn thing was to reload my own shells. So he gets a little extra along with it. And it's a big stick and it makes a big noise, you know. And it's another way, you know, because it was Christmas, I guess, maybe. But I just got to looking around and it's like, man, it's like, you know, they're both, you know, $1,000-plus firearms in today's market. And, you know, it's not the money. It's like, man, I just wanted them to be used again, you know, make them happy. You know, make them speak loudly with a big stick, you know, with the 10-gauge. And they were both just happier than snot on a rag to get them, you know. And it's because both these guys I like. They treat me decent. And I just wanted them to have a happy home and somewhere where they'll be used again. So they're just sitting in a glass case, you know, being part of a collection. You know, that's just kind of me. It's, you know, the monetary value, it doesn't really matter that much to me. They're both beautiful pieces of war. I mean, beautiful pieces of machinery. I've hunted and fished my whole life. You know, got a Daisy Cub BB gun when I was 5, and my uncle bought us a .22 when I was 6 years old. I got a 30-30 bolt action. Yeah, bolt action 30-30 that I can actually load Spitzer shells into and get a lot better range out of it. And then a shotgun when I was 9, you know. So I've been hunting and shooting my whole life, and I appreciate it. It's nothing out, you know. I was a hunter, you know. I wasn't just a shooter, and I appreciated nature. Well, you know, most of the time I go out hunting, you know, deer hunting, you know, and a whole different thing, you know.
You know, Alan, to that point, let me gently bust in on you. You were talking about being a hunter, right, and not a shooter. Here in Fredericksburg, for the folks that don't understand hunting and shooting, the differences, I kind of noticed that when I got here to Fredericksburg, coming from a place that didn't know hunting or shooting or the differences between them. There's a lot of good shots, people that can shoot a gun in Texas, right? And there's different styles of shooting. But mainly, a lot of them kind of revolve around baiting the animal in and blowing it, you know, shooting it.
Yeah, or hunting in a high fence.
Yeah, hang on, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Welcome back. Inside joke during the break, so going to be laughing for a second. But here, check this out. Texas does a lot of hunting, right? But the hunting's a little bit different. When I first came to town, it was a weird arrival, right? Once you get into Texas hill country, you'll see deer feeders everywhere. And then these little towered things where you hop up in it and you know, get a good old shot at the deer feeder and come kabam, right? And so, you know, I'm like, what is that? That's hunting. I thought it was Elmer Fudd walking around with his shotgun, you know, looking for a rabbit or duck, rabbit season, duck season, fire, you know, that whole thing. That was my memory, or not my memory, my thought about hunting coming from California. Of course, we didn't do a lot of hunting. I don't know. It's kind of funny. You were talking about hunting, and I wanted to, but your journeys in Arkansas at the river bottoms were, that sounds more like hunting to me.
You had to go down. You had to find, you know, rub lines and scrape lines and bedding areas, and you had to, you know, learn, you know, what, you know, the whitetail's habits, you know, where they bedded down, you know, how they made their way to their feeding areas, et cetera, et cetera. You know, their travel routes, you know, like I said, you know, during the rut, their scrape lines and you know, where they, you know, where they, the rub lines, where they've rubbed on trees and stuff. Yeah, a whole different thing. It's like the hunters that I have here now. You know, I don't charge these guys, especially for being, unfortunately, as close to town as I am now to this madhouse. I could be making twice what these guys pay me. But, you know, my hunters, they're bow hunters. You know, they're limited. You know, they still have, if you don't put up deer, you know, corn feeders, you know, you don't hold deer on your property. So, you know, they're off somewhere else. So you've got to have the feeders just to keep the deer there, to keep them, you know, in the area. But these guys bow hunt, you know, so they're limited, you know, to like, you know, 30, 40. In fact, you know, one of them even hunts with a longbow, you know, so they're limited, you know, to 30, 40 yards. And it's, you know, it's not like you can reach out and, you know, and shoot a deer that, you know, happen to see a real nice buck 200 yards out. You know, you can't zip out there and hit them with your 300 mag or anything. You know, these guys are here because I like the way they hunt. And, you know, they still try to make it a challenge instead of just going out and shooting. These guys actually still try to hunt.
Didn't you tell me the other day that next year they're going to be just hunting the deer with a knife? You know, the old-fashioned way.
Well, that's my young cousin. I said, you wouldn't surprise me if you came back and told me that you sat up on a tree limb with a spear, and when a deer walked under you, you jumped out and stabbed it, you know?
You do what you can.
It's always something that I enjoyed. It was pitting yourself against, you know, against nature, and you know, without all the, I guess the little cheaters, like, you know, putting up a corn feeder and sitting there with a rifle, and just, you know, or hunting in a high fence. You know, all these ranches around here are getting high fence now, and they've all got game cameras. They know exactly what's out there, and you know, I'm going to wait for this buck, you know. And, you know, the mystery's been taken out of it, and it's become more, I don't like it either. You know, people have grown up differently, and, you know, hunting is different. But, you know, it's like my relatives around here. It's like I'm living here. Every buck that's taken on my property, pretty much I've seen. Because I haven't shot them here in several years. If I shoot a buck, I'll go, you know, several miles away, and someone will let me shoot a doe or something like that, and I'll get some meat. But since and believe me, deer are much more aware of their environment. It's gotten around that I'm safe. I can walk up in the pasture, and the deer don't look at me. In fact, if my dog's with me, I can be, you know, three-quarters of a mile away up in the pasture, and the deer up there, if they see my dog, you know, she gets smart-ass with them, they'll try to stomp my dog. You know, they know that we're not a threat. So I'm part of the deer herd, more or less. You know, I throw out little snacks and goodies for them so they're comfortable with me. And, you know, but my relatives, you know, they would go out to like West Texas and go out on the big land, you know, the 10, 20,000 acre ranches, you know, and hunt mule deer where you didn't just sit on a feeder. You went out and you glassed the hills and you might or might not see something. You know, I would bring friends from Arkansas down here with me, and they would see more deer in a morning than we saw all year sometimes in Arkansas. And they'd just be freaking out, you know. And I'm like, you know, don't shoot the first thing with antlers that you see. You know, we'll wait for a good buck, you know. And it's just, right. Just whole different worlds, different concepts. And just, you know, I can't say good or bad. I've been given offers to go inside these enclosures, you know, and hunt one of the big, you know, protein-fed stuffed bucks, you know, with a, you know, 20 points and a, you know, 120-inch spread. And I'm like, no, thank you. I just shooting. I don't really much care to do that. You know, if it's not a challenge, I've always enjoyed challenges, but when challenges are at least evenly balanced, you know, you can use your own intuition and your own intelligence to try to outwit your prey. You know, in today's world, man, the challenges have been turned against us, where even if you're intelligent, if you're not just an amoral, evil bastard, you don't make it in today's world. You know, you've got to be just a cut sack. You know, there's nothing natural about it. There's no intelligence involved in it. It's just, if you are evil and greedy enough, you can become successful. And then
one of the incantations that they use, being evil and mean to people, was it's just business, right? Even though it ain't just business. Right, you know.
Yeah, I mean, what do you say that to your mother? Wrong. You know, when you repossess your mom's house, it's just business, mom.
Right.
You know, in today's world, that's acceptable.
It's definitely a problem that we've got. Yeah. And I wonder how that's going to go going forward, right? I don't expect much good out of 2021, right? It's not a hallelujah year. You know, whether Donald Trump makes it in or not, right? And I think it's fascinating. Well, no, it's not that fascinating. The election was a fraud. It was a damn fraud. You know, there was just too many touch points. I didn't see firsthand, but some of the data that came out of it is enough to say, no, this thing's screwed up, and the way that the sides are complaining, it's definitely a fraud. So, in a fraudulent, I've never seen what we have going on right now where one side claims to win and is officially, well, not really even officially the winner, right? When the hell has this ever happened? But then, you know, I'm sitting there telling you if Biden actually does get in, right, you know, and you're all, oh, but it's going to be Kamala, and I don't really give a crap. You know, it's the evil side of doom, right? You know,
I will say that if you're looking for good, like on a national or a statewide or in a lot of places, even a countywide, I mean, I'm sorry, but you're probably pretty much out of luck. Try to find the good you can in your local, and I even hate to use this word, but it's community. Lark would be screaming at me if I said this. I've talked with Lark in Texas, and you bring up the word community, and he's like, he's going to correct you on that. But, you know, community, as we know, you know, as most of the good people know it, you know, you with your child, your wife and your family and everything, me, you know, with my dog, my chickens, my deer, even though they're snacking on a chicken, kind of upsets me. But, you know, you find your good where you can, when you can, and try to enjoy it as much as you can. But if you're looking for it on a large scale, and that's going to take a whole lot of
scale, right? Alan, the large scale, the local scale, we got a lot of room to work, right? And everybody, I hear it all the time. We got to go local. We got to go local, right? And look, I've been local. I am whatever, right? The last time we went local, what happened? Oh, we won this time, right, Alan? We got the turn in your neighbor application taken down. And you know what the government did here? They shut the doors and said COVID. They closed the damn door and said, no, you can't come to the next meeting, COVID. It said COVID, COVID, COVID cases, right? Cases, cases, COVID. Stay away, COVID. You know,
they stuck their fingers in their ears, closed their eyes, and said, nah, 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 nah.
Yeah. During the first COVID, Alan, and I think I told you about this, I had to go and I was trying to figure out why this RV was torched down by my apartment. It caught on fire in the middle of the night during the first COVID, right? You know, back in April or something like this, big old flames, so, which is kind of weird. Now we've got the, you know, Nashville RV going boom. You know, I'm sitting out in front of the house and it's like, this thing's burning, and all of my neighbors are right down at my house because it's the farthest thing that you can get away. And there were fireworks in the RV, so it was going beep, lots of explosions. So the next day, I go down to the city hall to talk to the fire people to ask what the hell they're doing and see if they're doing anything. So I walk into the front area, and it's roped off. I can't go up the stairs. And then they have a phone. It says, dial this number. And I said, I'm here to talk to the fire marshal. Where is he? Well, just at that time, the elevator goes off, right? Down to the bottom. The door's opened, and there's a lady sitting on the floor on the elevator. And she reaches out to grab packages that must have been placed there by the UPS person without actually going onto the first floor. She's just kind of like over and grabbing and pulling them in. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing? So, well, just getting the mail, right? So their protocol was, you know, you could take the elevator down and you pick up the mail and scoop it in, but don't walk down there. I'm like, what the hell is this? This is pre-mask nonsense, but the
and then they'll
crazy.
Go they'll open the mail that's had the little sticky thing licked by someone, and but they're not afraid of the COVID, right?
Sure, right. Well, they don't know what the COVID is. Nobody's told them what the COVID is. So you know, as we go at them on the local side, I go at them. What the hell does that mean? you know, well, we didn't like the little report your neighbor tool, right? I think that that's wrong. And we can get into a lot about that one. But, hey, it's down. But they went into hiding. So they're going into hiding for a little bit, calling out cases, right? What are you doing? Cases, leave me alone. Cases, I got cases. There's COVID. Here we go. And the local guys are doing shenanigans. I was trying to figure this out, Alan, and I guess I wasn't trying to. How much money has our city manager, Kent Myers, spent since he came into office? What good has he done since 2011? How many millions of dollars have we spent on nothing? You know, in theory...
How many millions of dollars have gone under the table?
Well, that too. Well, every project has padding in there, right? And so it splinters off. It's the reason why we had a swimming pool, right, that was going to be installed, and it was going to cost $5 million, right? And I'm like, whoa, only $5 million for a swim? That sounds like a great pool. What does it have? Right. They can't tell me. It's going to be a great pool. And so we spent a year going to meetings about swimming pools because they were going to close two. They ended up getting two swimming pools for $2.5 million. And I called a bunch of swimming pool companies and asked about the square footage of the pool and then what they call water features, slides, and things like that. And we couldn't break $700,000. And it was like, wow, but they can, you know, spend $5 million on the initial one. And they wanted to do it without informing the residents of Fredericksburg or the county and just say, because they can just sit there and buy crap or borrow money and buy stuff without telling you. Well, I don't know. I don't know how to get a hold of these local governments or get control.
I want to get back to a world where, like I said, I've got something here in my hand that would put a lot of the pharmaceutical products, it'd get rid of them. Get this. This is my great aunt Helen, Tante Lena, and this was her wound salve. You know, I mean, you know, when we were kids, you know, we rode our bikes and you'd wipe out a rain on the gravel around a corner and you'd come home with road rash all over you. And this is what was put on us and always healed us up just fine. Let me tell you this. 1 tablespoon each. Lard, tallow, deer tallow is best, butter, unsalted, beeswax, rosin. Melt and cook a bit. Take off heat and add 10 drops of carbolic acid. That took care of every wound, unless we were out of Aunt Tonalina's salve, and then we had to have monkey blood put on us. Man, we were hoping for Aunt Helen's salve because it never got infected. Nothing ever happened. And it's just, you know, tallow, deer tallow is best. You know, it's like, you know, everyone, I don't know if everyone knows what tallow is. You know, it's kind of the globby, fatty stuff that, you know, when you're skinning a deer that's inside. It just the simple way we used to live and the things that actually worked. Now you have to go to a doctor and he gives you antibiotics and antibiotic cream and a shot in the butt for tetanus. And, you know, it's like Aunt Helen's salve is all we ever needed. You know, I've made it to 58 years old, you know, and it kept us alive. Like I said, we came back with lots of cuts and scrapes. I was outdoors all the time.
You know, yeah. Don't get me started on the medical side. You know, the more I deal with that in my life, the more I get upset about it. And just think what a waste of time it is and it has become. The other day I was having that thought, Alan, you know, that through my life I have seen so many different designs in the corporate United States of doctors, right? So back in my early days, you could actually, well, go to a doctor's office and make an appointment and go see them and then give them money and then leave, right? And it was just a basic thing, and it didn't break the bank, right? Nowadays, hell no. How much would a doctor's visit actually cost? Can you get in? Are
I've
they
got a hangnail. Oh, we got to get an MRI and everything else, and yeah.
Right. And if I wanted a doctor, right, I'll go in there and go, yeah, I need to see a doctor. What do you want? I'm not feeling so well. Okay, we're just doing the physical. Here we go. Hey, I got to stick my finger up your butt. Why? Because
No, Steve, you put this one in your mouth, this one in your ear, and this one in your butt.
Right. And then have you had COVID? Do you have any symptoms of COVID? What do you mean, like nothing? Oh, yeah, I do have nothing. That's a symptom of COVID. If you don't have anything, you have COVID because you don't have anything.
I'm as healthy as you're going to find, and I'm a super spreader because I'm healthy.
Be right back, folks. Hang on.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
We're back. Hang on, folks, because we only have a couple minutes left of 2020. At least the Republic of Texas radio shows 2020. What are all the shows that we had? It's been a damn pleasure, right? You know, walking through January of 2020 and, you know, watching this whole corona thing come down, and you're all, is that real? What's coming? February, is that real? What's coming?
Actually, the COVID actually brought me some peace, Steve, at the beginning when I actually drove into town, and it was like driving into old-time Fredericksburg. This, you know, the streets only had, there might have been 20, 30 cars there. You didn't have people riding your ass, flipping you off, honking their horn at you. It was actually kind of nice. Right. There were bright spots, you know, for me.
Yeah, but now it's gotten even, crazier, because mm-hmm. everybody's playing COVID in their cities, right? We have two cities. San Antonio's to our right, and then to the left is Austin, or maybe it's
way
right or left or forward. They are way to the left. And so they sit there and they play COVID all day, going cases, cases, testing, testing. And then they go, well, I want to go drinking, go to Fredericksburg.
You only drink till 10 o'clock, though, because the COVID knows if you're out at night.
Yeah, the nighttime COVID.
I wanted to mention, folks, Steve, real quick, I talked to our friend down in Panama, got a call from him the other day, and he told me, he said, actually, down there, there are men's and women's days, and I know this probably upsets all the bisexual LGBT people, but women could be out like on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and men could only be out on like Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays. And I guess Sunday was reserved for the holy. Well, the restrictions are, it's bad here, but it can be worse in places. But also down there, the corruption is a part of life. So it's not as bad here where people expect to be treated fairly. Down there, they expect to, pay a little more dita, and you can go on your way,
Sure. And it's crazy. I remember all for the past, for years you get people going, well, I'm bugging out, I'm moving down south, going to Costa Rica, I'm going to Panama, I'm going, right? You're like, dude, when the thing blows apart, you're not going to be here. Well, I don't want to be here when it blows apart. Now you tell me that there's days that you can go out and not, sounds like, I don't know, I guess the population deals with it, and I guess you can pay the infraction charge if I go out during a woman's day, and what does that cost? Fiver? $10?
$20? Yeah.
It's
honest in a dishonest sort of way. It's the weird thing about it.
Well, why is it? Did he explain what cause that they've got to limit men and women going out there? Are they raping women and so
all
forth?
I can figure out is that this COVID is so smart that it knows, I don't know, this COVID just keeps more, mutating to a new strain where it's like if you're out after 10 o'clock, it's going to get you. And if you're, in, but you can't go out until 5 o'clock in the morning. Otherwise, it's going to get you.
COVID
is evolving.
The COVID feeds on women on Mondays, so we can let the men out. Okay, guys. That's the music.
It's a confusing world, folks. Thank you for being there. I'm hoping we didn't get that many calls because y'all just liked the conversation we were having. Like I said, y'all are family. We want to hear from you. Next week, give us a call. Talk with us.
All right. Yeah. See you in 2021, folks. Enjoy the new year. Be well.
Bye. Take care of yourself.
Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extendivite. extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.